And just before the bit of music, you heard Gene Pitney. But on the line now, I have Kate Ruddock from Friends of the Earth. Good afternoon, Kate. How are you?
I'm good, and thanks. How are you?
Okay, the definitive question I have to ask you, is there fracking in Ireland at all, in any shape or form?
At the moment, there is no extraction of gas by fracking in Ireland at the moment, no. What we do have is two companies, Tamboran and Energy, who have licences for exploration. So at the moment, they have a licence to look for areas where they could do fracking in the future, but at the moment, there's not. And the government has actually commissioned the EPA to do a report on the environmental and health risks, which is due next year. And at that point is when, if fracking is to occur in Ireland, that it would start.
Okay. The reason I asked the question as well, I saw on prime time last year, one of our politicians, the top one, they were talking about wind turbines, and out of the blue, he just came and said, people keep coming up and asking me about fracking. There is no fracking in, and he mentioned the county. And I'm going, that's an unusual response, which made me suspicious. That's why I asked the question. So just
yeah, and you'd probably be right to be suspicious, because the companies that are involved obviously have a huge vested interest and have a lot of money and investment potential. So they are essentially waiting in Ireland at the moment.
Now, as regarding the process itself, we know in America the controversy over there. The companies that would be in Ireland, are they from other countries? Are there local people, in other words, and
The companies that are involved are international organisations,
okay.
So they're not specific to Ireland. So they're involved in various different countries around the world.
Okay, so it's the same companies all over the world, is it? That's what I'm trying to get at. Is there competition, in other words, between
them? Competition between the organisations. Of course, there's quite a few different companies and extractors who are involved with fracking. The two in Ireland are called Tamboran and Energy, and they have fracking processes in lots of different places.
Mm-hmm. I have first heard about this on a documentary maybe 5 years ago, and then 3 years ago I was over in Sheffield, and they have a campaign over there, a very strong campaign going on now. So for people that don't know what it is, will you explain to people exactly what fracking is?
Yes, so fracking, there's a few different names for it. Fracking, hydraulic fracturing, or unconventional fossil fuel extraction. It's essentially a way of extracting hydrocarbons or gas from shale deposits that are contained within the earth under the ground. So if we think about conventional oil and gas exploration, they essentially dig a well and suck the oil and gas out of the ground. That's how it works at the moment. With fracking, it's slightly different because the shale reserves, the geology is slightly different, and it's all very complicated. But in essence, what's essentially is that with conventional oil and gas, there's a very clear pathway. It's easy for the oil and gas to flow. Within the shale deposits, it's not so easy. There's no clear pathways. So what they do is they dig a well, a vertical well, deep into the earth, and then they dig horizontal wells coming out of that.
Okay,
so you've one big vertical well and then lots of horizontal wells, 10 or 15 essentially, and they then get a combination of water, some chemicals and some sand that they pump at very high pressure into the earth, and that is sent out through these wells, and it essentially fractures or puts little cracks into the shale deposits.
Mm-hmm.
And when that happens, a pathway is opened and gas can flow. And the sand that's in this chemical compound kind of holds the little fractures and little cracks, about 1 millimetre, holds them open and allows that gas to flow, and it's essentially pulled out through the top of the well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how it works.
Okay.
There's significant amounts of water, sand and chemicals in this kind of
And it's not as obvious as the old thing you'd see on the TV years ago or in the movies of the oil drilling and of big massive things coming out of the ground. It's not as obvious as that. It's a little more covert than that, isn't it?
It's still quite an industrialization of the landscape. So there is a big well associated with it, and then there's quite large storage facilities in and around it. So it's quite an invasive structure on the landscape, and it also requires quite a lot of roads and paths and things like that. So yeah, it can be quite visually intrusive.
And I've heard it said as well that it's not, I mean, obviously there's a profit to be made in it, but they don't get as much out as the work they put into it and as the damage they allegedly do for the amount of what they get out. Is that true as well?
Yeah, so that's why fracking is only really economically viable in the last 10 to 15 years, really. It's happened in the US for quite some number of years, but it's really, it's a very cost-high process, and getting a lot of gas out is quite difficult. So that's why it's only really become economically viable with some new technological advancements. But what really, there's two real problems with fracking. There's the local problems, and then there's a more global problem. And the more global problem is really gas is a fossil fuel, and burning it releases carbon dioxide, which is causing climate change, which we are all aware of.
Mm-hmm.
And reducing our impact on fossil fuels is something that we should be doing going forward. And the recent reports from the United Nations panel on climate change have told us that we need to, you know, leave about 60-80% of fossil fuel reserves in the ground. So that's not looking for new fossil fuels and leaving most of them there. So that's the kind of global context, which is why a lot of people are opposed to fracking, especially in Ireland, because it's not a proven reserve. And the other thing is that locally, it can have quite significant environmental impacts on groundwater. I was telling you about this chemical compound with water that they pump down into the earth. It's a lot of water, it's a lot of sand, but it's also a lot of chemicals. And now, in the United States, where fracking has happened for a long time, that chemical compound is actually a secret. It's a trade secret. So they don't need to disclose what it is that they're pumping.
Okay.
Into the ground. And that can really impact groundwater reserves, aquifers, which we rely on for drinking water. And that can have a significant impact, obviously, on people's health, on the land, etc.
And God knows we don't need our water contaminated any more than it is already. Before we talk any further, you have a sheet that you want people to, a protest sheet. For people.
Well, we Friends of the Earth have joined with a few groups in the Fracking Free Ireland and No Fracking Dublin, and we're essentially coming together in advance of the local elections to raise the issue of fracking in Ireland, because although it's not happening at the moment, it's very likely without kind of significant local objection that it will politically be something that's acceptable. And so we're asking local election candidates to essentially declare their position, and we're asking them to sign a pledge. And the pledge is very, very simple. And it simply says, I support a fracking-free Ireland. If elected, I will work to ensure fracking is not permitted in my area. So in the areas that fracking is threatened, and that's the kind of the northwest region, Sligo, Leitrim, Donegal and Fermanagh, and down around the Clare area, that's where the licences for exploration are at the moment. There is already significant objection, but I think it's really an all-islands problem. It's something that we'll all be involved with. So on our website, in the next couple of days, people can go on and they'll be able to identify their local election area. It'll bring up the candidates that are running in their area, and they'll be facilitated to send to get in contact and ask their candidates whether they'll sign up to our pledge. And then on our website as well, we'll have, you know, a list of local election candidates who have signed the pledge, who have agreed to a fracking-free Ireland, or agreed to support a fracking-free Ireland, and those who haven't, who won't.
Okay, and what's your website, Friends of the Earth?
So, Friends of the Earth, it's www.foe.ie. And that'll be live in the next couple of days.
Okay, can I just to clarify a few little things as well? Because yeah. Some of the documentaries, and obviously there was a movie out about it recently as well. Has there been enough research done, do you think, to prove concretely that enough evidence is there that it does cause the damage it's supposed to cause, like water sort of coming up and you could put a match to water and all that sort of thing? Has it... I mean, definitively, has it been proven that the damage and what it can do?
There are some very obvious links, and there are some places in the US and Canada and China and places in Europe where there are obvious places where there's been a breach or where there's been a leak or there's been a fault and there's been a pollution incident occurred. Mm-hmm. And that's very easy to prove. What's not easy to prove is when it's not known about. And there are lots and lots of unknowns associated with fracking.
Okay.
And that's the thing that's the most concerning.
Okay.
And so there's a lot of very, very unclear and misinformation. And, of course, those who are interested in fracking are trying to hide any clear links.
And is there probing? Obviously, they have to do a lot of probing to find out where they could start digging. But is the probing itself invasive and sort of can it cause damage? And they'd say, well, okay, there's nothing there, so we move on. What's the procedure there?
The exploration wells, they're just drilling wells down to investigate the geology to see if the geology matches the type of thing that they would expect to see and expect to get fracking from. So the wells themselves, they're just drilling down, so there's potential for local contamination, but the massive amounts of water and chemicals that they would pump down to extract the fracking fluid that they would pump down to extract the gas, that doesn't happen until they're actually, you know, doing it to get the gas out. So it hasn't happened yet in Ireland.
Oh, we haven't started probing yet. We haven't done any
We have done exploration, yes. Yeah, so we have drills that are just investigating.
So would they... How would they have found places? Okay, this is, I mean, listed off a couple of counties where these are the counties like Donegal, Sligo, Clare, Roscommon. Are these places they've done the exploring and they're just waiting for the go ahead?
Yeah. And they already know that the shale deposits are there and that they can extract the fracking out of the gas once they get the go ahead. Yeah.
Oh, how soon do you think it would be? I mean, are we just waiting for the EPA to give the go ahead?
Well, the EPA research will be concluded in 2015. And then after that, it's anybody's guess, really, to be honest. We just don't know.
What about Britain? Have they done any fracking in Britain? I know that there was a big, big thing going on 3 years ago.
So they did do some commercial fracking in Britain. And I believe there's only one site in operation at the moment. There was a lot of impacts associated with the fracking that they did, though. So they put a halt on it, a moratorium on it for 3 years. Sort of earthquakes is one of the things that's typically associated with the process, and that caused a lot of concern in the UK. So they've halted it at the moment, but the UK government is quite aggressively pursuing fracking at the moment. So I think it's probably fair to say that it's likely... to go ahead again.
Do you think so? Because, I mean, there's a massive, 3 years ago, as I said, it was over there in Sheffield, there was a massive, massive campaign, like yourselves, and they seem to be becoming successful. So maybe...
Yes, I hope that campaign and those levels of campaigns will continue and continue to put political pressure, but the political environment at the moment in the UK unfortunately seems to be quite pro-fracking. Very disappointing.
Okay. Well, any sort of reaction at all from any of our people in government, either for or against, or just are they just indifferent or just waiting for something to happen as usual?
Well, I think there's a halt on at the moment because they're waiting for the conclusions of the EPA research, but the government has obviously issued, well, it was the previous government, I believe, that issued the first round of exploration licenses, so they're certainly open to the process.
Okay.
And that's ongoing.
Okay. Listen, I wish you success with Friends of the Earth and the petition. Many again, thanks. Give us all the details about the petition and Friends of the Earth again.
Yeah, so Friends of the Earth, our website is www.foe.ie, and we're asking candidates running in the local election to support the Fracking Free Ireland pledge, and you can find that pledge and those who sign it on our website. And we would encourage your listeners and people of Ireland to get in touch with their local election candidates and ask them these questions, because really our elected representatives are those that end up making the decisions for us.
Well, I mean, there's local elections, MEP elections coming up, I suppose. This is the perfect month from now.
Yeah.
A month to ask them at the door what the hell is going on about this fracking business.
Yeah, absolutely. Ask them at the door, contact them, go and see them in their offices, write them a letter, send them an email. At this moment, it's when our candidates, or when people are running for election, they're always open to talking to people who might be voters for them.
Okay, it's a pleasure talking to you, Kate, and I hope to be talking to you again pretty soon, and that you'll have to disband as regards, I know the Friends of the Earth won't, but as regards fracking, I hope that you won't have to have that problem anymore. Thank you
Great.
Very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, bye.
Thank you, bye-bye.
And that's Kate Ruddock from Friends of the Earth.